What are the 10 disciplines of Neuroshine technology?
It combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential.
Put your hands together for Game Energy!
Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show.
My name is Shiny Unsal. I am the creator of Neuroshine technology and your Neuroshine coach. And today I would love to talk to you about 10 disciplines of Neuroshine technology. Neuroshine technology is a system for enlightenment and technology for truth, so that we all can create our success, a meaningful success that is going to make us fulfilled. And for that, I have been studying for more than a decade. I put together 10 powerful mind and body disciplines because as a social scientist, I love integrating science and spirituality, brain and heart, mind and matter, logic and magic with love and oneness. And with that, here are the 10 disciplines of Neuroshine technology. Number one is neurolinguistic programming, because that's how I changed my whole life. When I was back in Istanbul, Turkey, I was very successful in my career as a marketing executive, and I was not fulfilled. I knew that there was something bigger, a bigger potential. And one day I went to an NLP training, and boom, that gave me a Neuroshine moment. I became more aware of who I was, what I wanted from life, and how I wanted it specifically. So that's why I started with neurolinguistic programming. And then, of course, as a social scientist, I wanted to understand the science behind it. And so I studied neuroscience. I took a leap of faith after NLP. And I left all my life back in Istanbul, Turkey, even my marriage, my career, my friends, my environment. I mean, think about everything that you have in your life. And imagine just, you're just like leaving everything behind and moving across oceans to United States, to Los Angeles, California, because it was your childhood dream. You just want to chase your dream. And that's what happened to me. And still, it was not enough. And when I came to the United States, when I started studying more about my mind, my heart, what I wanted in life, neurolinguistic programming, I wanted to see the science behind it. And that's why I also studied neuroscience at UCLA. When I studied neuroscience, I learned about the departments in my brain, the levels of my brain, how my brain worked, how it affected my hormones, my emotions. And I discovered this incredible part that we all have. It's called amygdala, how it does everything to protect us, to keep us alive, not only physically, but also emotionally, and how it creates problems in our communication and behaviors. And with that, I found myself studying a little bit deeper metaphysics. I not only received another bachelor degree in metaphysics, but I also did my master's in metaphysics. It was such a subject that made me so curious, because it was what was beyond physics. It was something intangible. I wanted to understand the life. I wanted to understand the universe more than how we see it. You know, when we have the five senses that we know from neurolinguistic programming, that's how we make sense of the world. That's why we have five senses. And senses create senses, right? So, but I knew that there was something beyond physical. And that's what I studied with metaphysics. The energy centers, the chakras, and how the power of your mind can unlock infinite possibilities and potentials. And then I started thinking about, okay, what about the physicality, the matter? And then I found myself studying quantum physics. When I studied quantum physics, I saw three elements in the universe: matter, space, and time. And I included all that in my teachings because those are the fundamental elements. If you only look at physics, you are going to find four forces in the universe. Gravity, we all know it, electromagnetic field, and weak force and strong force. Those are the four forces of the universe physically. And then when you look at quantum physics, what you see is the field of uncertainty. Physics, it all talks about certainty and the structure and the reasoning and everything. And in the quantum physics, you tap into the world of subatomic particles, and that is a universe of infinite possibilities. That is a universe of Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. And I got so excited about understanding the observer effect, the quantum entanglement. And now I find myself, okay, let's go even like more galactic, and then let's like look at the universe at a larger scale. And I studied cosmology. I wanted to understand the source of life, where we truly came from, the Big Bang, right? And then I found myself studying Michio Kaku and all these like neuroscientists and quantum physicists who are involved searching for the meaning of the universe, searching for the meaning of life. And I found that universe is always expanding. And when it always expands, so we are. We always expand. And that gives me an understanding of why we always want to grow, okay? And then I look at positive psychology in terms of personal growth, and I look at growing from a perspective of optimism and positivity. Why? Because there are studies in positive psychology, finally in the history of the universe and the history of humanity, a field of psychology looks at human beings, not these creatures that are broken and they need to be fixed, but these incredibly powerful, whole, resourceful, and creative creatures that are incredibly resilient and powerful beyond measures. And that gave me even more excitement and hope and curiosity. And with that, I found myself in the field of emotional intelligence. Now we're talking about how incredible we are as human beings and how resourceful we are, how creative and whole and resilient we are. I wanted to understand more about emotions. And I discovered six basic human emotions: sadness, anger, joy, surprise, disgust, and fear. These are the basic human emotions that all other emotions derive from. And I studied emotions from the perspective of self-awareness and social awareness. I looked at emotional intelligence to improve our skills to manage our relationship with ourselves and also to manage our relationships with others. There are so many ways, so many different perspectives to look at emotional intelligence and combine these disciplines together. And now we're talking about communication. And now we're talking about leading our lives. And now we're talking about leadership communication strategies. And by the way, I am a part of faculty at the University of California in Los Angeles, and I have been teaching emotional intelligence and leadership communication strategies since 2012. And that's why it's a part of my study, part of my research, because again, I'm a social scientist. I want to understand humanity. I want to understand the universe. I want to understand different disciplines. I want to put them all together. I want to integrate everything. And that's why they're here. And in the leadership communication strategies, I studied previous leaders and I studied how they created movements, how they created influence, and what we can learn from them. And I created my system of leadership communication strategies. I looked at the skills and I looked at the ethics that every leader needs to have. And I combined it with advanced coaching strategies because, to me, coaching is the ultimate level of communication. It's if you want to master your communication skills, you want to study how to become a coach. That's it. I can tell you, after studying all of these things, if you really truly want to influence yourself and others around you and make your difference in the world, you absolutely want to study what coaching is, how it helps you and others, how it helps your thinking, your mindset, your personal growth, and especially from the perspective of ICF, International Coaching Federation. That is the world-class institution that governs the ethics and standards of the coaching field. And that's what I studied, and that's what I included in my Neuroshine technology. And last but not least, I studied the heart. Did you know that there was a science called the heart science? Did you know that people study what the heart does? And it has been ongoing for centuries. Specifically, HeartMath Institute, they have been studying the heart for more than 20 years. And when I studied their findings, I was puzzled because I did not know that the heart was sending more messages to the brain than the brain does send to the heart. And that was a huge Neuroshine moment to me. And I discovered that there is a way to include the power of the mind with the wisdom of the heart. And that was so crucial when I was putting together my Neuroshine technology. So that's why I wanted to give you a little bit of a background, what's inside Neuroshine technology, what is waiting for you. If you would love to study more, if you would love to learn more, I created online courses that you can absolutely have access for the rest of your life. Of course, they come with PDF downloads so that you can print them, you can take your notes, and then you can grow at your own pace. If you would love to learn more and study more about Neuroshine technology and all the 10 disciplines, simply click the link in the description below and I will catch you inside.